Well, as Jeanette said, I have a question for you. How many of you consider yourself more of a talker? Raise your hands, all you talkers out there. And how many of you consider yourself more of a listener? Raise your hand. Oh, you're such good people. Yeah. Or perhaps you're a mixture of the two. Got some of those people out there. And if you are a listener, are you a good listener? We hear a lot of noise in our world today. Everything from traffic to angry protest on street corners to football games to the ever-present talk shows. Hearing is easy in such a noisy world, at least for most of us. But listening is hard. For our own sanity, we tune out much of the clamor. There's only so much we can take in. And let's be honest, there's only so much we want to hear. I recently spent a couple of weeks in Glacier and Rocky Mountain National Parks. It's good to get away from all the noise and clamor for a while. I planned to stay in Montana the whole time, but the thick smoke of Western fires soon drove me to Colorado. I had a goal for the trip. In addition to hiking in the mountains, which I love, I wanted to see how my blood thinner would do at high elevation. And since I wasn't open and able to find any of you to go with me, not looking for volunteers for next year, but because I couldn't find anybody to go with me, I went by myself. And that was okay. I'm perfectly content with my own company. On my first day in Glacier, I hiked up to Iceberg Lake. It was a bit of a climb, but the surrounding peaks were stunning. The mountain goats were munching on alpine meadows, and the bluish-green lake was incredibly serene. I sat down on a rock to eat my lunch, a delicious peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I was just finishing when a man walked up beside me. "Mind if I share your rock?" he asked. I was caught off guard. Never been asked that question before. Wasn't sure how to respond. The man looked a little rough around the edges. Now, I could have said, "There are lots of rocks around here. Maybe you could find one of your own." Or if I were in a more charitable mood, I could have said, "Well, I just finished. Go ahead and sit down on my rock and I'll be on my way." But for whatever reason, I decided to stay. I moved over a bit and made room for him on my rock. He told me his name is Chuck. He was from Phoenix. He had a friend who was going to travel with him, but the friend dropped out at the last minute. Clearly, Chuck needed to talk. And maybe just as importantly, he seemed to be looking for someone to listen. Turns out that someone was me. In the midst of our conversation, a pesky Columbia ground squirrel scurried up between Chuck's legs and tried to grab his lunch. That made things interesting for a few minutes. And we chased the squirrel away as best we could and continued our talk. And Chuck told me that his dad had been a stamp collector. He collected lots of stamps of national parks, places like Glacier and Yosemite and the Tetons. And as the years were going by, his mission in life was to visit every one of those parks on his dad's stamps before he died. And isn't it amazing? One little request from Chuck, followed by a simple response from me, and we ended up talking for over an hour. Why is listening so important in these sorts of situations? It's really pretty simple. People have a need to be heard. We have a need to listen. And sometimes these two things come together. And the result? Listening helps us make connections. It helps us grow in acceptance. And it might even help build a bridge of understanding and peace. In our reading for today, there's some advice directed toward a group of churches in Asia Minor. These churches are filled with newly baptized Christians. Many of them have come from radically different backgrounds, Jew and Gentile, slave and free, rich and poor. Clearly, they aren't hanging out together during the week, but they're wondering how to get along better when they gather on Sundays. First Peter encourages them to imagine themselves as part of a big family and to treat each other with love and respect. And how they talk to each other is crucial. Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary, repay with a blessing. And while 1 Peter doesn't use the word listen specifically, you know they can't be much of a church without it. And I can imagine Chuck's question from Iceberg Lake showing up in that setting, but with a twist. Mind if I share this church with you? And the answer might seem self-evident, but it's not. It's really not. In any church, there are people who don't look the same, think the same, or act the same. And finding ways to be the church together can be incredibly challenging. And yet we know it's so very important. Think about it. As 1 Peter is written, these new Christians have gone out on a limb. And it's a very long, tenuous limb. They left behind their former places of worship, their previous social groups, sometimes even their families. And now they've formed new ties with each other. And as they do these things, they are looked upon by the outside world with suspicion. They get called aliens because suddenly they're different than everybody else. And specifically, they're different because of the God they worship and because of this person named Jesus whom they claim to follow. And for those of us who've been part of a dominant Christian culture for all of our lives, it's difficult to fathom how hard this must have been. But it was. They heard the whispers, they felt the slanders, and this led to doubts and fears. Would they be strong enough to hang in there? They weren't sure. Under pressure to conform to the surrounding culture, these new Christians were in danger of renouncing their faith and turning their backs on their newfound brothers and sisters. Why is listening so important in these situations? Because people have a need to be heard. We have a need to listen. And sometimes these two come together. Listening helps people make connections. It helps them grow in acceptance. And it might even build a bridge of understanding and peace. I'm reading a book by Parker Palmer entitled Healing the Heart of Democracy. I picked up the book because I liked the title. I'm deeply troubled by the way we talk to each other these days. And by how few of us actually seem to be listening. We send out tweets instead of having extended conversations. We change the channel instead of listening to someone with whom we might disagree. We screen our calls and unfriend people on Facebook. In the midst of all our differences, issues like healthcare reform and DACA and Charlottesville only seem to get magnified. But every once in a while, there's an exception. Parker Palmer tells the story of an African-American church in Washington, D.C. They're located in a poverty-stricken part of town. Crime is a constant danger. And to help them come together as a church, they decided to hold, of all things, regular potluck dinners. There's nothing quite like food to bring us together. And after a few of these potlucks together, they got the bright idea inviting the people in the community to join them. Teachers from the local school, officers from the nearby police department, veterans who had served our country. And as these people came, Chuck's question from Iceberg Lake was present in yet another form. mind if I share this community with you? And while the conversations have often been anything but easy, the combination of tater-tot hot dish and a safe place for people to talk and to listen has been nothing short of transformative. We're going to try this idea at Zumbro in the coming year and schedule a few potlucks of our own. You can read more about it in the ministry initiatives in the bulletin. We're not sure who will come, and we're not sure who we're going to invite from the community, but we will be inviting people, and we're excited to give it a try. Why is listening so important? Because people have a need to be heard. We have a need to listen. And sometimes these two come together. And when they do, we make connections. We grow in acceptance. And we might even build a bridge or two of understanding and peace. Friends, our world is noisy, clamorous, and badly divided. Finding ways to stop and actually listen to each other may be more important than we know. As followers of Jesus in this place, we are called to be part of a great big family. We're expected to act differently from the world around us, to treat each other with love and respect, and as much as we are able, to repay negative talk with a blessing. In one form or another, the question will come up, may I share this rock with you? May I share this church with you? May I share this community with you? And when the question comes up, we can either find something else to do, or we can slide over just a bit and make room. And as I see it, if we slide over and make room and bone up on our listening skills in the meantime, the possibilities are endless. Amen.